Chapter 14. Helpful Hints About Holocreation. Overcoming the Three Obstacles to Slow Down. The remedy is simply to slow down. It helps to continually remind yourself that creating on the reality level is the most important work you can do. Number 2. Beliefs About Imagination. Most of us have been taught that daydreaming is a waste of time. The focus is on action and being busy and productive all the time. We have been taught since children to get busy. We've been taught to distrust our imagination. This is one reason why meditation and visualization aren't practiced more in America. To remedy this and start changing beliefs, remind yourself that dreams, visions, and imagination are the essence of all creation. Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. Everything must be created as an image, incipient matter, before it manifests as a denser matter in the physical world. What you are really doing is creating baby holograms that will grow up and become bigger holograms on the physical level. This is not a waste of time. It's one of the most fun and essential activities of life. Number 3. Laziness. Wallace Wattles, Science of Getting Rich, said that sustained mental effort is the very hardest work there is. This is why so few people actually do it. Especially in these days of TV and Nintendo, many of us are mentally undisciplined. The remedy for this is to plan the time each day you will do your daily sheet. Minimize distractions, put the sheet in front of you, and fill in the date and time. Once you start, the energy will flow and it will be hard to stop. Try it, and you will know this is true. I find it easiest sometimes to get away from my desk. At your normal place of work, it's too easy to keep doing and acting. Instead, slow down to the effective work of creating detailed images of what you want. Be patient. Things take time. Put up in a place where it's easy to see the cryptic admonishment, TTT. When you feel sometimes how slowly you climb, it's well to remember that things take time. The above quote is from Piet Hein, the author, poet, mathematician, and inventor of the Soma Cube, one of my favorite puzzles. I believe that in other dimensions of reality, what we think, imaging in detail, is created immediately. A major part of the learning in this life is to learn patience. We need patience and faith because what we focus on, imaging, is not manifest immediately. Even though there is no such thing as time, we still have an experience of time. There is a natural incubation and growth period while creation comes about. Some creations take longer than others. If you are mentally building a new home or a new business, realize that this will take time to manifest. When I built my home, the actual construction took 6 months, but the mental creation started a year before that. However, many creations can be manifest that day. Many times I created holograms of specific events or meetings I will have that day or the next. I imagine the details and feel the emotions of exactly what I want to accomplish during the time ahead. One example of an image that manifested quickly was with an old van we had on our country property. The transmission had gone out, and it had been there for over a year. We kept thinking that someone would want to put a new transmission and use it so we didn't junk it. We had been wanting to get rid of it for many months, but I was not focusing on it, just waiting for my wife to make some phone calls. Finally, she turned it over to me, saying, "Will you just take care of it?" I said I would and created a simple holographic image of someone wanting the van and the van being gone off the property. Within a week, I ran into a friend and he asked if I still had that Ford Aerostar. I told him I did and that he could have it for free. He actually had another Ford Aerostar of the same year and wanted to use it for parts. He came and took it away days later. Ironically, he got it running and actually drove it off the property. Holocreation on the run. Holocreation is something you can do anywhere and anytime. Use holocreation while waiting in line, while driving, or even a boring meeting. You won't ever be in a situation when you're wasting your time because you can do these constructive exercises. You will even become a more patient person when you use spare moments in this way. When you practice holocreation while waiting for someone or while driving, use this practical technique for focus. Simply close all your fingers into fists and then extend one finger for each detailed hologram you create and release into the universe. This little discipline will keep you on track when your mind tends to wander. Continue creating until all 10 fingers are extended. I also use this method when doing holo creating as I fall asleep, though I usually fall asleep before I reach 10. The daily sheet really does help you focus, so you can also carry a holo creation sheet with you. Time otherwise wasted can turn out to be a great blessing. 4 reasons morning is best for holo creation. Number 1. Your energy and focus are at their highest during the first part of the day. Number 2. The mental discipline sets the tone for the entire day. Number 3. You will set the universe in motion toward manifesting your mental holograms, even that very day. Number 4. When you put it first, you will do it. Otherwise, you may get busy acting and not take the time and effort later. Repetition is okay with the daily holo creation sheet. These are periods of time when you may be working on 1 or 2 major projects in your life. It will be beneficial to place these on your daily sheet every single day. If you have a relationship that you are actively working on, and it is very rewarding to actively work on relationships, then list the relationship on your daily sheet every day. However, use different image descriptions as much as you can to convey the entire desired picture of the relationship. Also, use different emotion words to launch your images. Use the emotion lists in the emotion chapter to increase your emotional quotient, your EQ. The same is true for a major project. List the project each day and then explore different image details and different emotions as much as possible to strengthen and nurture the overall holographic creation. Don't step on growing things. Your holograms are very real, yet are young and tender when first created. For their materialization, they must reach maturity and become crystallized. I've created my own mountain running path, and nothing grows on the path that I repeatedly travel. Why? Because the growing plants keep getting stepped on. We can learn from this. Just like plants, holograms won't grow if they are continually stepped on. You wouldn't let anyone step on your kids, would you? So don't let anyone step on your newly developing images. Please note that this includes not stepping on your own growing dreams. Who steps on the plants on my path the most? I do. Who usually steps on your budding ideas and kills them? You do. Remember this idea. Growing things repeatedly stepped on finally stop growing. If certain people keep shooting down the positive changes in your life, telling you that you can't achieve what you dream, then stay away from those people. If you keep doubting your own creations, then remember this famous line from Shakespeare. Our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. What do we do with traitors? We execute them, hang them, shoot them, we destroy them in some way. If our doubts are traitors, and they certainly are, then they must be destroyed. Creating holospace for holo creation and inspiration. The majority of this book came in the course of 4 hours as a massive inspiration from a higher source. The information flowed to me like it never has before in my life. I don't think it would have come the way it did if I hadn't been on a business trip that day. In my usual work areas, I'm busy with the day-to-day tasks. I took a break, a space where I had nothing to do but think. These times are very valuable. Create these spaces in your life to maximize inspiration and connection to the higher dimensions. Have you noticed that inspiration often comes at times when your body is busy but your mind is not? For me, it is in the shower or bath, driving, running, or mowing the lawn. Another time is the space just between sleeping and waking. You will find that your actions will increase in effectiveness as you slow down and allow inspiration on the creative plane. Open your channels. Imagine yourself out in the middle of the desert with a small but extremely receptive radio. You scan the channels and listen to various programs. You suddenly realize that all of these channels of information are present for you at once. The radio is limited because it can only focus on one channel at one time. All the channels are possibilities for you until you choose one. Then the others are closed off for a time. Now imagine yourself right where you are, and imagine that there are hundreds of possible realities in addition to the one you're usually in. All of these, or at least some of these, are available to you. However, you are like the radio, except you have a lock button on the channel changer. Out of habit and conditioning, you think this is the only channel that exists. I think it very telling that when people receive guidance and information from a being from another existence or dimension, it is called channeling. Use a chainsaw, not a hatchet. When I was a teenager camping in the Uinta Mountains, I decided to chop down a huge dead tree. All I had was a small hatchet. You can chop a tree down with a hatchet, but it isn't very efficient. The tree came down because of my persistence, but it took nearly the whole camping trip. A chainsaw would have been much more productive. I've also accomplished many other tasks with a symbolic hatchet. This means I got what I wanted, but it took longer than it needed to. Holocreation moves you into a much more guided, effective level of action. It's like getting a chainsaw to cut down the tree.